The Lord be with you.
With your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who is called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. So in the first reading, as God watched Adam and Eve in the garden, he saw how quickly his newly created world had grown old in sin. The crown of creation was mired by guilt and shame and no longer reflected the likeness of its creator. Where once he walked with them in truth and openness, they now hid from him who created them, trying to hide their shame and guilt with figs and leaves. Moved with pity for his wayward children, he laid out a plan much more wondrous than the first. As Adam was the father of all, Eve was the mother of all. And so God laid out a new plan to bring about a new heaven and a new earth, and much more importantly, a new Adam and a new Eve. In the first plan, even prior to the fall, Adam and Eve were bound to the earth. Everything they could ever want was provided for, and God walked side by side with them in this garden. Death wasn't even conceived of because, before the fall, it was impossible. But because of that first sin, the original sin, them and their children would forever lose these graces. Still bound to the earth, Adam and Eve and all of their descendants would forever have to toil in the earth for their sustenance, would be eternally separated from God, never again walking openly and honestly next to him. And they would soon come to know death. But this is where the new, more wondrous plan comes into play. God, out of an abundance of love, wanted a new heaven and a new earth for his greatest creation. But first, he needed a new Adam and a new Eve. Mary is the new Eve, through which the new Adam came into the world. Our Lord, because he is God, effectively got to create his own mother. He got to plan for her from the beginning of time, from the foundation of the world. Imagine for a moment if you had a chance to create your own mom. What would you have done? Perhaps some of us would have taken away diseases that might have affected her throughout her life. And, you know, I was going to add that perhaps we would make our mothers the smartest, most beautiful women of all creation, but we already know that's the true of our own mothers, so it's fine. Regardless, perhaps this is what Christ did, but the most important thing that we know he did was to bestow on Mary a superabundance of God's grace. And what's more, he gave to her a very special grace, a grace that had not come into the world yet and would not until he himself died on the cross. He gave to her the grace of his salvation. He saved her through this grace from original sin. This is the Immaculate Conception. This is what we celebrate today, that Mary was conceived without sin. If any of you have been to Spain and know a little bit of Spanish, maybe you've heard this phrase before. Ave Maria Purissima, sin pecado concebida. It's a phrase that the Spaniards use to greet each other throughout their day. And what it means is, Hail Mary, most pure, conceived without sin. It's a good reminder for the Spaniards each and every day, each and every moment of their days, that Mary is important and that she was conceived without sin, and the Immaculate Conception is a huge thing for them. Because it points specifically back to this moment in salvation history again and again to remind them of this feast day. My brothers and sisters, today's solemnity is a demonstration of how God is making all things new out of love and mercy. In the beginning of time, he walked with our first parents in the Garden of Eden. But there is where they would have stayed if the fall had never happened. In the new plan, he means for us to be forever intimately united with him. United with him much more closely than any creature could have been before the fall. And though we still wait and hope for Christ's second coming, we know that one day he will come and all will be made new and will be wiped clean, and we will walk again with God, but this time not as God and creature, but as sons and daughters of the Most High and as brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so to end, let us pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Let us stand and together profess our faith.